Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. Shipping is big business, financially of course, but also in terms of the sheer numbers of ships on the sea. The number of ocean-going vessels, ranging in size from pleasure boats to aircraft carriers, is staggering. The Lloyd's Registry alone has 200,000 entries for merchant ships larger than 100 gross tons, and this number is dwarfed if one adds military, fishing, and private vessels to the mix. In 2005, the total number of merchant ships of at least 1,000 gross tons exceeded 30,000. This number does not include military vessels, research ships, ships used in oil and gas exploration, or commercial fishing vessels, all of which can be extremely large and probably number in the tens, if not hundreds of thousands collectively. These ships do not last forever, and when they are no longer useful, their disposal creates major challenges. Today, many ships are floating hazardous waste sites, containing heavy metals, persistent organic pollutants, non-biodegradable plastics, hydrocarbons, and even nuclear materials. And although the London Dumping Convention stipulates that vessel disposal on the high seas is prohibited, countries continuously dispose of ships at sea within their waters, or export their waste-laden decommissioned ships to other countries which are eager to get paid large fees and whose workers are unprotected from the consequences. The struggles between maritime nations having to dispose of aging ships and developing countries that are willing to scrap them continues to this day. But these conflicts are cropping up between developed countries as well, as the public and special interest groups take note of the hazards of accepting such hazardous waste for disposal. In May 2007, the Basel Action Network and the Sierra Club, represented by Earth Justice, sued the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and the U.S. Maritime Administration to prevent resumption of U.S. exports of contaminated naval vessels to foreign countries. The lawsuit means that the Bush administration's plans to export 9 decommissioned ships of the 238 such vessels in the National Defense Reserve fleet was put on hold. These vessels contain tons of materials contaminated with carcinogenic and toxic substances such as PCBs, asbestos, mercury, and used fuel. Ships containing nuclear material are also special cause for concern. Nuclear submarines are generally cleared of their material when they are decommissioned in the U.S., but Russian nuclear submarines are not handled in the same way. Often, Russian boats are left to rust before nuclear material is fully captured from the disposed vessels, primarily because facilities to remove and contain this material are overburdened. Significant numbers of Russian nuclear submarines are in existence today and will have to be dealt with in the future. And finally, there's a question of ships deliberately sunk in order to create artificial reefs, purportedly to attract fish from surrounding areas and to create opportunities for both recreational and commercial fishing and diving. Many ship disposals of this nature are sold to local decision makers as biomass enhancing and economic development tools, although the extent to which these projects actually boost fisheries production has been disputed. While there are certainly examples of well-cleaned decommissioned ships creating enhanced underwater habitats for marine organisms, strict standards do not apply in many countries, and once the dirty ship is sunk, it remains out of sight, out of mind, while slowly leaching its poisons into the sea. We will continue to explore the challenges to a sustainable ocean in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory. Online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.